listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, we're going to take a look at the community of new people in Jesus, and I'm going to read you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. But before I do, I need to make a special announcement. If I have counted correctly, and there's no guarantee to that, but if I've counted correctly, this is daily devotional number 1,000. For today and the previous 999 consecutive days, we've put out a daily devotional here at Enduring Word. And I'm so grateful for everybody who's listened to it on a podcast or viewed it on YouTube or however you receive this daily devotional. And I have to say, I want to thank so much my staff at Enduring Word for helping to put these together. Look, I come in here and record them, but they're the ones who post them and manage them and do all the rest of the work. And I also want to say that as we get up to the number 1,000 and above, into the coming year, we're going to make some changes. I don't know exactly what the changes are going to be, but I'm not going to keep recording another 1,000 daily devotionals. I don't know if I have the time to dig into the Word on a daily basis to bring you the daily devotionals in that same way. So again, I just want to say thank you for daily devotional number 1,000. Thank the wonderful team at Enduring Word for helping me to put these out. And thank the Lord that gives so much riches in and through His Word. All right, today, the community of new people in Jesus, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, where we read, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." In Colossians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul wrote of the amazing work God does in making His people new men and women in Jesus Christ. We're to put off the old man, made after the pattern of Adam, and we're to put on our new and true identity. That's the new man, made after the pattern of Jesus Christ. That is an individual work that happens one by one. Yet those new men and women in Jesus are to live together in God's family. And that means that they have to learn how God wants the community of new people in Jesus to get along with each other. Paul says that as we put on the new man, we also put on tender mercies, kindness, and humility. Don't miss the fact that each one of the qualities listed here expresses themselves in relationships. An important measure of our Christian life is found simply in how we treat people and the quality of our relationships with them. Now, Paul didn't include other virtues like efficiency, intelligence, diligence, or hard work. That wasn't because those aren't important. They are important. Yet God wanted to speak first to how we get along with our brothers and sisters in Jesus. So, put on tender mercies. If something is tender, it's sensitive to touch. God wants us to be sensitive to each other, especially in our display of mercy. So, put on kindness. This speaks of the attitude that holds my neighbor's good as dear as my own good. It puts away harshness, and it looks to make things easier for others, not more difficult. So, put on humility, which is something of a parent to both meekness and long-suffering. The humble person's actions towards others will be marked by meekness, meaning that I will not dominate, manipulate, or coerce for my own ends, even if I have the power and the ability to do so. The humble person's reactions will be marked by long-suffering, meaning that I will not become impatient, short, or filled with resentment towards the weaknesses and the sins of others. In all of this, we are bearing with one another. We don't abandon or give up on each other. We're family. And the new men and women call together into his family. One might be tempted to give up on strangers, but hey, we're family, all chosen together in Jesus. New men and new women can only get along with each other as we put off the old, put on the new, and live like the new people God has made us to be. Make that your desire and your prayer today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.